Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Hello, I'm Bob.
I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages.
Each day my wife comes your way and shares with you the story of God healing our marriage. This week, we want to share our testimony. This is not done to tell you the badness of Bob. This is done to tell you the goodness of God.
I want to open up with the scripture, Matthew 19, verse 4. Haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning, the Creator made the male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
You could say that we had an arranged wedding. I'd been hearing from my dad about this nice little Warwick girl who was the daughter of one of the men he worked with. I went to a Christmas band concert and discovered my seat was right next to the nice little Warwick girl. It took 6 weeks to ask her out, but once we started dating, I realized this was the girl for me. On October 1st, 1966, we were married.
And neither one of us really knew what marriage was all about.
We were each 21 years old, and neither of us had dated very much, but we fell in love with each other.
3 years later, in 1969, we had our first son, Timothy.
That was followed in 1972 by Lori, our daughter, and then in 1978, our third son, Tom, was born.
During the very first year of our marriage, both Bob and I knew that we were not equipped to have the marriage that God wanted. We both knew there was something missing, but we never really knew what it really was. And that is when we found a church that preached the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Bob and I both rededicated our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And were baptized together the same Sunday night. Sometime after that, I had a call in my life to gospel ministry. People will say, how did you experience a call? Did you hear a voice? Was there a sign? No, it was simply seeing a need that could be met and sensing in my heart that I could meet the need and that God would help me to do it. We loaded up everything we owned and took our children and moved off to Bible college in North Florida. Along the way of all of this, I'm sorry to report there was abuse in our home. There was unfaithfulness on my part. We were wearing a mask to church every Sunday, and I was wearing a mask every day to school.
You may know exactly what I'm talking about. You may be hurting and you may be in a marriage that you're going to church every Sunday, but when you go home, you may be having marriage problems, maybe anger, bitterness, abuse. Bob and I want to share to you today, the Lord Jesus Christ can turn your circumstances around. You need to seek the Lord, and He can change your heart and your loved one's heart.
In these next 4 days, you're going to hear about the problems we had more specifically. More than that, you're going to hear what God did in our marriage. Charlene does a daily devotional on the internet for hurting marriages and for those with unsaved spouses. It's called Charlene Cares. And if you wish to receive that, it's free. It comes to you directly by email each day. The address where you can subscribe is charlenecares.net. CHARLYNE. CARES.net.
Bob, the scripture that sort of puts summary to our marriage problems is Genesis 50, verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children.
We invite you to join us tomorrow for more
on God Heals Hurting Marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.